It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Sunday, right? I mean, we're supposed to stay sin-free on Sundays, but we're doing the motherfucking opposite today. All right. But nevertheless, we're back up in this bitch. Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom. A real interesting start to the show. I mean, as always, like I said, we are always doing things that we've never heard of. I mean, especially when it comes to making history, and on top of making history, being able to talk with music in the background. I mean, if you didn't hear the music already, ladies and gentlemen, you already know that we're ready to party. Doing a cocaine off of hooker's titties is no joke. I'm just joking, guys. We're not doing joke. We know cocaine off no hooker's titties. Come on, baby. We got way better things to do. Like, have two hookers for titties so we can do them off, right? We can pick between the fat one and the one who's thick as fuck. Is there a difference between thick and fat? I've called lots of people thick and lots of people fat. But fat's an insult, ladies and gentlemen. Thick is to make a mind, body, and soul as a woman feel better. Not that I know what makes them feel better and stuff, other than this penis. I'm just kidding. We're a little faded here on the show. We're a little bit fucked up here on this episode, though. What episode is this? Oh, yeah, episode 500 million. Just kidding. It's been absolutely amazing since we've been gone, obviously. Because I've had a lot of thoughts about the next episode. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, let's backtrack today. Can you believe that tomorrow is 9/11? I mean, fuck it, we should might as well say that this is a 9/11 episode. We can't call it that, though, because that might be kind of controversial, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm not trying to call it 9/11 podcast.
You think that would be controversial?
You think that would be? I don't know if it would be, though, ladies and gentlemen, because tomorrow is 9/11, but who knows, like, when people are gonna be listening to this, you know what I mean? Why is my shit locking up? Why the fuck is my phone locking itself and it's only been 2 minutes? You know, like, the auto-lock mode on the phone? It's kind of like, it turns your shit off so your battery doesn't die. I mean, it saved my battery substantially. But then, dude, the times that I've missed it, like, didn't turn on, my ass is waking the fuck up with a dead-ass phone. But mind you, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is Truth Speech, episode 489, Sunday, September 10th, 2023. We're back here. A little bit of a wild start to the beginning of our show, but isn't life crazy as it is? So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're available everywhere you get your shows, exclusively on Spotify. Download on Spotify. Actually, factually, stats-wise, more people actually stream the show from other platforms now. Everything else other than Spotify. So, shout out to Spotify. But my thing is for people to be able to access the show anywhere. Because all we want you to do is check out our motherfucking show, ladies and gentlemen. So, without further ado, give us a follow on Instagram. We got Instagram as well. Truth Speech Pod, both on Instagram and Twitter. I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, Papa Rotsy. Fuck yeah, then this is a good song right here. I want to know why the fuck my phone keeps trying to go to sleep. You hear the music in the background, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, like I said, we always refer to Twitter as X now, but nah, dude, x.com/truthspeechpod, x.com/gtkingofficial, and also for Instagram, gtheking_official. It's slightly different. So for all you people out there that want to know exactly what everything and anything is when it comes social media wise, that's what my link tree is for. Anybody know what the favorite, anyone know what the favorite, best link app is? I mean, Linktree, I've seen a lot of public figures and models and stuff use that one. So I've always had a Linktree for that reason. So it's 3 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. How fucking crazy is it that the last episode that we had was at 1 a.m., and here we are doing the 3 a.m. version. We gotta be careful on naming it that 3 a.m., the 1 a.m.s and all that, because it's just like, dude, we're not always up here at this time. I mean, I knocked the fuck out last night, dude. I went to sleep. I had some nightmares, not gonna lie, some weird fucking nightmares. Like, you ever have some weird nightmares about shit that you don't even ever think about happening? And then it absolutely happens, which is crazy, though. First things first, it's like, dude, I try to have good thoughts in my head before I go to sleep. So, you know, your thoughts can definitely contribute to how you dream. But, dude, I didn't have any negative thoughts when it came to that. So, dude, it's been a while. It's like every week, but at the slow rate that we're going, we're never going to hit 500 episodes. But, dude, we got 11 episodes left after this, I think. So, on today's show, like I said, we got a lot to talk about. I mean, there's always stuff to talk about here on this show. In the headlines, though, something I want to talk about for a while that I've been fuming out the mouth to discuss. Barack Obama, former president of the United States, gay. Pronounced gay? I mean, it's not official, but speculations online, Barack's alleged gay partner coming out, Harry Sinclair. Oh, is it Larry Sinclair or Harry Sinclair or something like that? Just did an interview with Tucker Carlson. You know, Tucker Carlson, the Tucker Carlson, Tucker on Twitter and all that. You know, probably broken some of the most biggest interviews with his last three guests. I mean, Trump, Larry Sinclair, Andrew Tate. Dude, it's crazy. Dude, what's his name? Tucker Carlson is absolutely doing the damn thing. So shout out to Tucker Carlson. Barack Obama gay. I mean, that would be one of the craziest twists of 2023 in general. Because if you think about distractions and stuff like that, and one thing, obviously, because you think about 2024 upcoming elections and stuff, right? And all the presidential candidates and all the focus being on Trump, all the focus being on Trump getting indicted for the fourth time, and obviously the mugshot and all that. Dude, it's crazy because you think, like, I was just doing like some random thinking the other day. So I'm thinking about it and I'm just like, well, if they're really trying to stir some shit up, if they're really trying to get headlines, if they're really trying to keep people distracted from the absolute bullshit that's going on, I mean, it's nearly a month post Hawaii, right? It's literally like, you know, almost, I don't remember how many days exactly it is, but is anyone talking about the Maui fires anymore? I mean, they dibble and dabble about it. I mean, if you look on Twitter and stuff, and you know, maybe mainstream media news to maybe a little bit or so, maybe like two people in the world are talking about the Maui fires. I mean, it was a mass news at one point in time, but now it's not. It, like, it catches headlines for a couple of weeks, then dies down. And everyone decides to find the next bullshit topic to talk about. Something that's not worth it, most likely, more than anything when it comes to people looking and talking about things that go on. But yeah, I mean, we're not here to talk about the Maui fires or nothing like that. I'm just saying, like, just look how quickly the public forgets of stuff. I mean, if you look at it, dude, the first headlines live on, but dude, Trump has had a target on his back for a while. So, I mean, if you look at all the presidential candidates and everybody that's allegedly running, I mean, they say Michelle Obama, you know, is targeting a run for president. I mean, you got that Vivek Ravashwamy. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but we got the Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence. I mean, obviously, you got Trump. Who's the fat dude that looks like Peter Griffin? The fat fuck that's running for president. His name's like Chris something. I don't remember the fucking name of this guy. But, dude, my pick is 100% Trump for this election, though. But we weren't here to talk about the election solely. So let's circle back, ladies and gentlemen. Circle back. Motherfucking circle back. We're talking about Barack Obama being gay. So, all right, would the proper term be gay or homosexual? I have to say gay catches more headlines and it gets more people offended, so we're gonna say it like that. Okay, so Barack Obama, I mean, that would be ultimate news to distract people. Imagine a world we live in that we talk about Barack Obama being gay, and instead of talking about the fact that Joe Biden is sending money over to Ukraine, like it's this thing to do. The fact that Ukraine is like the most top tier country when it comes to trafficking. The fact that there's still missing children from the Hawaiian fires and stuff like that. The fact that more than probably half a percentage of Congress and government are all pedophiles. And I mean, the writing is on the wall, ladies and gentlemen. If you really look at everything that goes on in this country, not just this country but the world in general, dude, this is as corrupt as it gets, dude. Subliminal messages everywhere, dude. Just as there has been for shows, you know, just shows we watched as kids. I mean, if you look at how woke Cartoon Network is now, if you're at Nickelodeon, the same thing. Disney Channel. That's a little bit of everything now. Rapists and pedophiles all over the place. I mean, if you didn't know now, you should have known back then. If you didn't know back then, you're knowing now. You know, knowledge doesn't sleep, knowledge doesn't have a filter, and knowledge isn't wrong. The ceiling is absolutely unlimited when it comes to learning, when it comes to knowledge, when it comes to making yourself aware. And I will never shy away from knowledge. Knowledge is power, it's unlimited, and it makes motherfuckers crumble. So does the truth. A la true speech. Ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is true speech with the king. Like I said, welcome in. I mean, we already do. We should do that in the very beginning, but here we are now. But no, I'm just saying, like, knowledge is power, dude. There's no limits to what we can learn. There's no limits to how we learn it. I mean, dude, I was asking questions at like age 10, or knowing the fuck out of people. But literally, no, these pussy ass motherfucking people are, you know, where are you guys now? You're not anywhere. We got nearly 500 podcast episodes. We've been here since the very beginning. There's people that haven't even been done doing podcasts. They probably do podcasts like 2 years ago or so, but, or some shit like that. But we've literally been here since the very beginning. You know, since age 18. And now I'm age 27. Can you believe it? But dude, it's like, there's so much writing on the wall. I mean, for all our favorite shows, I mean, 90s kids will know. Dude, I mean, at the time I didn't know. But now that you later on in life have became aware of the surrounding bullshit that surrounds not only your country, but the shows you watch and our children. They're after the children, ladies and gentlemen. The children are the mass target. I mean, look at the propaganda. Look at everything that's going on. It's the writing is on the wall, folks. The writing is on the wall. So, I mean, in schools, teaching your kids how to be gay. Teaching your kids at age 3 to think about what orientation they want to be, or if they want to be a man or a woman. Pushing orientation, it's like, it's a thing to do. I figured out I liked pussy since I was out the womb, but more so probably since I was age 5. But I wasn't thinking about no orientations and no. I mean, I knew I wasn't a fag at age 1, 2, and 3 and when I was born. But when I really started thinking about pussy, ladies and gentlemen, was when I was asking a teacher if she can draw me what one looks like, because I wanted to see what it looked like so badly. Mind you, this is like, what the fuck year is it, 2023? So we got to do some math here on the podcast. Let's do some. Let me pull out the calculator. So we're 27 minus. Dude, this thing needs to get the fuck out of my way. It's too damn loud. 27 minus 22 years ago. Can you believe this shit? Dude, this makes you feel like a dinosaur. 22 years ago. Okay. So I've loved women and pussy for 22 years. And at ages that they're going about things, they're asking kids things that kids don't need to be asked. Pushing things that don't need to get pushed. Spreading quote-unquote awareness about shit that doesn't need to be aware. Now, this is one of the funniest things. Okay, so this, since we're talking about gays and stuff and Barack Obama and all that, so I don't care if this gets canceled or if it gets me canceled, quote-unquote canceled, the new replacement word for people being soft bitches and not being able to withstand the truth or truths, or understand that people have a right to say what they need to say and what they have a right to say and what they believe in, what they feel, what's going on in the world, how it's going on. So, damn it, I was going to lose my train of thought. So my favorite, I was telling a friend of mine the other day, my favorite, one of the most funniest iconic moments that we definitely gotta capture this moment. So don't let me forget this one. So what, how long are we in here? So we're already at 21 minutes already. So we have to start at like around the 20 minute mark. So I can write this down. Hey Siri, write a note. 20 minute fucking mark is when we reference this. But there's 3 types of gays out there, ladies and gentlemen, I believe. And how I know this is because I fucking look at the world around me and I observe, I dictate, I observe, I keep quiet, I study. And then point blank is you just can't be a fucking idiot. So you just open your eyes and look at the world around you. You understand how the fuck idiots work and how the fuck that the world works in general. So my three favorite parts, that was a whole fucking butcher of words in the last 10 seconds. Okay, so number one, there's the gay that you notice just an ultimate fucking gay fucking fruitcake to the max. and just walks around with that fruitcake ass like voice, like, oh my god, I like fucking cock in my butt. I like freaking cock, dude. Yeah, yeah, totally, bro. Like, yeah. Okay. Number two. First off, get the fuck out of here sounding like that. Number two. There's the ones that are low-key gay. And you look at them. And you don't necessarily think they're gay, ultimately. But you could tell, in a way, by the way they talk. Maybe take the look away, and it's just the voice. The voice stays, and then there's like breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. There's that fuckface that is someone that no one suspected and or thought was gay. Today's show isn't centered around gays, so we're just talking about it. I mean, we have a right to voice our voice. I mean, I have no problem with gays. I've always said this, and I will continue to say this. Just don't try none of your gay shit with me. I'm not into gays. I mean, they're, like I said, pushing agendas that people are stupid enough to believe. I mean, humanity in itself is crumbling as we speak. It has been for a long time. But in the modern day, the modern era, probably since COVID started. I mean, I'd like to say it's been longer, actually, but, you know, if you really notice the way the world works and just how it's been, like, the last couple years, dude. I mean, I've had a problem with people for a long time. Dating back way before COVID, man. Way before. I mean, there's a reason when I was in high school. I just went to school. Hanging around, fucked around with my friends. You know, hanged out, did everything at recess time or lunch break or something. And I wouldn't go nowhere else afterwards. I mean, yeah, we did a couple of school dances and shit. Yeah, we did, had a little bit of fun. But I played with the, kickball and, anybody remember Three Flags Up? I was just talking about this yesterday. Like, yeah, I would sit out and play video games with my friends and stuff and hang out. I mean, me and my roommate at the time, or no, it was me and my friend. So me and my friend would, you know, look at women getting undressed, and then our next door neighbor, hot women too. We weren't worried about our orientations and stuff. Dude, we wake up knowing what we want when we have boners when we wake up and not knowing what the fuck the thing is standing up in the middle of our pants, you know what I mean? It's a normal thing. I just always thought it was so strange because when I was in school at that time, that these kids are getting taught this and or agendas pushed around. So it's like, you just don't know. You don't know or understand why it's happening the way it's happening. I mean, I can't say that I don't know. I'm just completely, like, confused to what the hell is really going on. I don't know. There's a difference between knowing what's going on and, quote-unquote, knowing what's going on. People think they know what's going on. People think they know how to speak about things. People think they know how to spread the word and spread knowledge. But in reality, you know, there's categories, man. There's categories of people. People who want to know, people who are willing to look and do the ultimate research and dig super deep and find their ways into everything and every little thing about something, every little topic, every little discussion, every little thread on, just the world and how it really works, you know, every little deep thing about, you know, deep woke topic. I mean, there has to be a better way to describe the word woke. Woke just sounds like you're an absolute fucking idiot. Now, mind you, like, I support woke 100%, but I wouldn't declare it as woke. I was just explaining this on Twitter earlier. Awareness. It's aware. You're more aware. You're aware of the bullshit. You're aware of the propaganda. You're aware of the plan. And you're aware of the plan not only on a country state, but a global state. Like, now I can sit here and say it's September 10th. Do they have another mass plan for the world, let alone America? They probably do. I mean, at this stage, I'm just wondering when the next fucking bullshit thing will happen, you know? They try to lock us up in our houses. Escape by giving us some two bullshit-ass stimulus checks. As we were just saying last week on the last episode, I'm not surprised. They gave Hawaiians $700 and they withheld supplies and stuff. Well, FEMA, you can thank FEMA for that. Shout out to FEMA for being just as corrupt as the Red Cross, right? You guys don't ever donate to none of those fucking organizations. Those are just as corrupt as the president that we have in office. But anyways, guys, what the hell were we talking about, dude? We went on a complete rant. We're 28 minutes in. So, like I said, if you like our show, if you like our topics, if you like everything and anything and everything about us, give us a follow on Instagram. Truth Speech Pod on Instagram. Truth Speech Pod on Twitter, aka X, formerly known as Twitter. X.com/ Truth Speech Pod as well. It seems as if more people are listening via all the other platforms. Spotify has like the lowest count on our entire provider list. There's like Spotify podcasts, Apple, excuse me, and like 8 other shows. I mean, I had like 2 pieces of pizza earlier, dude. I have been on an absolute pizza binge the last couple days. And not to mention an Amazon binge and a Walmart binge. Like, you ever get bored and you're just sitting there at night after hours and just thinking to yourself, what the fuck do I do with my life? Or you just get so fucking bored at night. You guys ever just shop online for dumbass shit you don't need? It's just like, okay, so what the fuck do I do for this whole hour? I mean, look at, for fuck's sake, dude, it's 3:30 right now, and we're doing a podcast. There is nothing wrong with that, folks. By the way, there is nothing wrong. Now, mind you, time is man-made. Not everyone sleeps at night, for example. Like, if you look at it and think about it for a second, okay, so nighttime, people think about sleeping. That's on average, that's what we would think about, basic, okay? It's daytime, everyone's waking up, it's middle of the day, blah, 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 blah. But at night, there's a stigma that everyone's supposed to be sleeping. Hell fucking no. I mean, I know it's a funny comparison and like a related topic in some forms that has to do with time. But I always thought it was strange. Okay, so I don't know how it is in other states, but I can go based off of California's laws. You can't sell or buy alcohol after 2 a.m. I mean, I understand that places have rules and laws set by pedophiles and rapists and stuff like that. I want to see who makes some of these laws in this world, but and let alone this country. But just realistically, without any conspiracies attached or any of this other bullshit attached, you can't consume, or I mean, you can consume as much as you want, but I think you obviously have to be at home, and no shit, you can't be driving or nothing, but like your company, depending on what it is, they can't sell alcohol. And I'm more so referring to like the liquor stores and the gas stations, because mind you, there has been some damn times where I needed some freaking alcohol at night, but I try to buy it during the day or buy it all in one setting. Because I'm more of like not a social drinker, dude. I drink at home by myself or with people at home. I don't like go out to clubs or anything or party or nothing like that. It never was my speed, man. It never was something I was accustomed to. You know what I mean? I just like, I don't know. For some reason, just I don't know. Because when you get drunk, dude, you never know what the fuck happens. Let alone, dude, I just reminded myself something. Let alone, you don't know where you are or who you're with. So you're literally in a random club with a bunch of random ass fucking people surrounded by women in dresses, not a bad sight, and random ass motherfuckers. Someone follow me on Threads. I just have a Threads pop up, but we got Threads as well. My Thread account is like the same as Instagram, and the Truth Beach Pod handle is the same on Threads as well. So mind you, okay, so shout out to, I don't even know if she want me to say her name on the show, but I'm going to reference the tequila that I was gifted. So I had a tequila bottle, tequila that was formerly given to me by a close, I'll just say relative, you know, I call her my sister and stuff like that too, but you know, she just visited Mexico, right? So mind you, I drink more like Jameson and there's this couple juice boxes or something. You know, there's like a juice box, like an alcoholic based juice box that's like 11% or so. And it's declared wine or some shit. They have weird flavors like pink lemonade, fruit punch. Just weird fucking flavors, dude. It has a weird fucking taste, dude. It's like one of those weird fucking tastes, but that shit has some absolute kick. And there's another one that I've been sipping on, Big Sips. It's a smaller box than the juice boxes, but dude, I just been drinking like an absolute sailor lately. Don't ask me why. Is it because I'm stressed out? Nah, dude. We just been living it up, man. You know, mainly on my days off. But hey, dude, every day is a day off. Doesn't mean we don't work hard. I mean, just, you know, you shouldn't limit yourself. Like I said. The lawmakers and stuff that made this fucking thing 2 o'clock. Fuck you. What if I want to buy alcohol at 2:01 a.m.? Bitch. You know what I mean? I'm just kidding. No, I mean, yeah, there has to be sanctions in some way. Otherwise, people will go crazy. I mean, if I, like, looked at the window right now, let alone, like, maybe an hour ago, it'd be the same sight. Maybe even 2 hours ago. There's not a lot of people up over here. I mean, people are working. But in a lot of ways, they're on select parts of town. It's fucking hot here now, dude. I'm getting absolutely hot. What are we going to do after the show? Are we going to listen to more music? You hear the music in the background, ladies and gentlemen? I fuck with Valentino Ciroli. Shout out to Valentino Ciroli. Give him a follow on YouTube. A DJ, producer. Make some of the best compilations of music together. I mean, they're the full songs. They're just absolutely remixes, remixes. It's like his whole ass concert. Dude, I'm getting hot in here, man. I feel like I had some caffeine or something, but did I? Or did I not? Speaking of caffeine and speaking of drinks. Yeah, we had that tequila. It was not today, though, obviously. We finished it. But, dude, I am not a tequila drinker, dude. I am a pussy when it comes to drinking tequila. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a pussy, no. I'm just saying, like, dude, the taste is fucking nasty. The smell alone's fucking nasty. I've always said this to everybody. Anyone that questions my strength when it comes to alcohol. Dude, if it makes my face crinkle up and cringe and I have this absolute fucking disgusted look on my face, then that fit shit's fucking nasty, dude, because I've had some good shit that doesn't make me do that. So what the fuck would I drink something that makes me feel like shit for, let alone makes me feel like I'm gonna throw up, dude? Like, for tequila and mainly vodka, but I can't say that just about those two because I haven't really tried this recently, but 3 shots back to back, dude. Let alone 2 shots for tequila, dude. I can feel it on my stomach, and I can feel it makes my stomach weak, and I can, like, oh shit, dude. Like, one more, and I'm gonna get freaking drunk. You know what I mean? But anyways, at the same time, I don't want to glorify drinking here. I mean, we reference telling people to drive safe, don't drink and drive, don't consume and drive. But you can do cocaine off of a bitch's titties, all right? No, I'm just kidding. No, you can't. You shouldn't do that. Obviously, stay drug-free completely. Unless you're at home with your friends or by yourself completely. Or you just don't tell anybody about it, let alone air it out on a podcast. All right. But up next here on this glorious episode, our return episode, the 3 a.m. episode. And by the fucking way, we're not calling it that, because that shit would be fucking stupid. We can't do that back-to-back. That's like a unique thing, you know what I mean? Okay, so this one's called Halfway Mark. So, I So, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, it's been about 2+ weeks now. I mean, I can't really think of the exact date. I just know it's been like, it's probably been more than 2 weeks, dude. Maybe like more than 2 or 3 weeks since I crashed on my scooter, right? So, mind you, everything else has been the same. Everything, not the same, but life still goes on, man. I mean, I have this scar over my right eye and whatnot, but like, I'm still easing myself back into the speed column. You know, I'm just not pushing it, you know. I mean, when you fall and hit your fucking face, dude, that shit isn't cool. You know, it's not fun. Obviously, it was a simple mistake. Strategy issue. It wasn't, my timing and stuff was not right. But it wasn't out of the realm. It wasn't like I didn't belong there. I mean, yeah, I did what I did beforehand, you know. But, dude, it was something simple. And it was something that I had looked at for a while. I looked at the video, dude. Dude, it's literally, if you guys check out the video, I'm pretty sure I put it up on my Instagram, so you guys should be able to check it out. It's a video breaking down everything and how it happened and screen grab everything. But, dude, if I get the opportunity, I'm going to do a video, a restream of it. Meaning, like, a restream, like, I'm going to go back, like I did the other day, to looking at that same spot and assessing how everything happened and you know, kind of redoing it in a way. Not redoing it and falling down, but understanding what the fuck happened. You know what I mean? Just to kind of give people clarification on how it happened. Clarification. And kind of just teach myself a little bit, you know? Is it crazy that I'm that bored? That I'm that bored after the show and want to go ride afterwards? Dude, it's 3:30 a.m. in the morning. You just got to have bright lights and stuff. And the roundabout... And you know how, like, it wasn't like a roundabout, like the big ones with the plants and stuff on there, right? No, it was a roundabout. It's like a tiny one. So you could drive around it literally if you wanted to. If you have a bike and all the open space that I referenced, you know, going underneath where the gas pumps are, you know, going to turn. I don't know. I just blacked out before I turned. Fucking smacked my head. I don't remember. You know, I remember, but I don't remember. I just wish I knew exactly how the fuck it happened. You know what I mean? But physical wise, dude, my shoulder cuff is torn, I believe. Maybe minor tear. Yeah, ACL maybe. It's either ACL or a shoulder cuff tear. It's one of the two. But fuck you to the doctors. Fuck you to the hospitals. Dude, I've seen how they treat people, man. Yeah. And I'm not going to be anybody's trial dummy for them to fuck up on something. Surgery wise, you know what I mean? But you know, just, you know, it's, I've been telling everybody to ask me, you know, how are you after your crash? How are you after your crash? How are you after your crash? And I tell them, as I told them the night of, and then the morning of, excuse me, however you want to say it, my fucking shoulder is the thing that's bothering more than anything. You know what I mean? That's the thing that's been bugging me the most. Isn't my head, I mean, it's a scar, yeah, but it doesn't hurt aggravatingly bad for when it comes to my shoulder cuff and all that, but it's there. You can definitely feel it. It's definitely something that I wouldn't want my worst enemies to do, you know what I mean? But it's something that you, strategies, you know, the second time. I mean, the fact is, even when I crashed, I got the fuck up and, you know, I was bleeding. But I didn't want to have no cops involved or no ambulances or nothing. I got the fuck up and got the fuck out of there. Walked my bike away, got the fuck up. You know, had I had my helmet on, I wouldn't have had gotten my face busted up. But my shoulder cuff still would have been fucked up because my shoulder was hurting that night of and then in the morning of as well. So that shit was crazy, man. But anyways, guys, I think we're going to cut this one a little bit short today because, like I said, mind you, it is at 3:30 a.m., and it's fucking hot in here. I'm just kidding. But, no, dude, it's cool, though, to be able to be here, to stop by. I'm absolutely in love with water. got two 24 packs of water, I believe. Two and a half of Aquafina 12 packs. I mean, shout out to Julie for getting those. I mean, she always made sure that my food vault, munchie vault, if you will call it, is stocked up, and my water vault and everything. So shout out to Miss Julie for that one. Yeah, we appreciate it. Much appreciated. But yeah, we should get the noise canceling beats. I told you guys it happened in the second pair, right? I threw them in a mop bucket. Don't ask me why. Because if you lose one of your earbuds, let alone the second one, just as with the AirPods, I was always under the assumption that you can't pair that shit back, because you have the serial numbers, and I thought all the serial numbers and shit match, and I just never knew how to do it. So I threw them in a mop bucket because I left the body case, the case, the charging case, in an Uber. Never returned, never give it back, never. No one ever claimed it, that it was missing or nothing. Obviously, that's your responsibility and shit, but see, I threw them in a mop bucket because I'm not gonna get a new fucking case and stuff. Because it's my case, and at that point, I was just tired of losing them. It's been a while, though, so like I said, I'm ordering a black and gold custom edition of those, so I should get those, and we'll have them on before the next podcast. I mean, dude, mind you, those things work like a charm, so. Without further ado, bless ya. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna wrap it up here at 45 minutes here on the show. So, like I said, follow us on Twitter, GT King Official. So, x.com/GT King Official. Once again, it sounds like we're promoting porno. We also have Twitter for our podcast, Truth Speech Pod on Twitter, True Speech Pod on Instagram, and threads.net/G_the_King_official, as well as a True Speech Pod and stuff like that. Like I said, mind you, we got everything, ladies and gentlemen. So what's not to have nowadays? Fuck, it seems like there's so many goddamn apps now. Threads, Instagram, Facebook, all linked together, are all under the same umbrella. But until next time, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back up in this bitch. So we're out of this bitch, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Sorry about the delay, folks. It feels like we've been delayed for a while, but we're out of this bitch, and we'll be back sooner rather than later. So peace, and we will see you all next time. America.
Time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, I pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, hands to the sky. chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, but that on my life. Jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride.
For my homies that be grinding all the time. This for my homies that be grinding all the time. Party, let's get lit.